terms of awards or compliments. For me, success wasn't what dance was about. It's been a very long time since I've put on a ballet slipper or a tap shoe. Maybe that's why I was so excited about the opportunity to write this novel. It afforded me the chance to write about a character who liked dancing for all the same reasons that I did. But because Shannon Murphy was made up, I was able to make her gifted and graceful and award-winning. That is a writer's prerogative, I think. Writing about Shannon and her love of dance reminded me of how much pressure we now put on ourselves. We want success quickly and easily. We don't want to fail or to be embarrassed or made fun of. I can't help but be sad about that. I am now determined to step out of my comfort zone a little bit more and worry about being successful a little less. Yep, like the characters in this book, I really am going to try to take more chances and dance more dances. Thank you for reading my book, and I hope you'll think about taking a chance or two as well. I'd love the company. Blessings, Shelley. Prologue, November. They were supposed to arrive any minute. Pressing one hand on the slightly warped, freshly painted white windowsill, Shannon Murphy looked out once again, and just like she had every time before, she said a little prayer. Dear God, please let this go okay. The seven words sounded hollow and awkward in the empty room. Since she'd never considered herself to be an especially religious person and didn't have a lot of experience praying, she was embarrassed about the clumsy demand. She was pretty sure there were rules to praying that she didn't know. However, she hoped God would give her a little leeway. Especially since this was a pretty unusual circumstance. No, that wasn't the right word at all. It was a special circumstance. A terrific occasion. In just a few minutes, at age 27, she was going to meet her sisters for the first time. Well, the first time that she could remember. That was the kicker, wasn't it? Shannon felt a burst of pain slice through her insides. At least she had made some progress. Back when she first heard that she had two sisters she hadn't known about, she'd done some cursing and yelling about the injustice of it all. 24 years ago, their mother had died suddenly. She'd left behind a mess of bills, a web of lies, and three little girls. The social workers, and ultimately the folks at the private adoption agency, ended up separating her and her sisters. Each had grown up never knowing about their past or their siblings. Only taking a DNA test on a whim, and the shock of learning that her parents hadn't actually been her parents, had led to this moment. Well, that, and a driving need to discover her past. Now, after a flurry of emails and phone calls, the three of them had decided to live together for 1 year on the top floor of Shannon's recently purchased building, on the edge of downtown Bridgeport, Ohio. Amazingly, though they were essentially strangers, they'd all agreed to give up pretty much everything in order to give their relationship and their future together a chance. Their leaps of faith hadn't come easy. She had come from a small town in West Virginia. Her sisters Tracy and Kimber were arriving from Cleveland and New York City, respectively. Back in Cleveland, Tracy had been a big city cop. Kimber had lived a fancy life as a runway and print model in the middle of Manhattan. They'd both given up a lot in order to move to Southern Ohio and to help Shannon achieve her longtime dream of owning a ballroom dance studio. Their sacrifices were humbling. Some would even say too generous. However, Shannon didn't think any of them had an ounce of regret. It seemed a common mother combined with a need to know more about their past could overrule most any other obstacle. Now, though she'd been the instigator, Shannon was feeling at a distinct disadvantage. Kimber had flown to Cleveland, spent 2 days helping Tracy get packed, and now was riding shotgun during their short trip from Cleveland to Bridgeport. While Shannon had been busy trying to make the sprawling loft into a home, they'd had almost 2 days of bonding and catching up. What if they'd already formed a bond that was going to be hard?